I would say a travel lady.
It's fastened at both ends.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see someone take a plank and fix it down in the middle and spin around?
Yeah.
What was that called?
Well, I've seen pictures of it, but I've not seen one that, you know, and we never played with anything like that.
Did you ever hear a name for it?
Mm-hmm.
Flying Jenny or Riding Horse or anything like that?
Flying Jenny, I always associated with some kind of an airplane.
What kind of airplane?
Well, one of the earlier models. Some for my time.
You could tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and you'd make a
swing.
And something you'd carry coal in would be a
scuttle.
Would that be any particular shape?
Yeah. It would be a different shape to it.
It kind of had a spout in
spout there, kind of deal on it.
Did y'all burn coal?
No.
On a
my grandmother did at one time. She burned coal. She graduated from wood. She went to coal, without a gas.
Mm-hmm.
I remembered it though.
Did you ever see an old-fashioned wood-burning stove?
Oh yeah.
You know the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney?
Mm-hmm.
It's called a. You know what I mean? The big
stovepipe.
Okay. Did your mother cook on one of those, or did you?
No.
You had electric or gas stove?
She had gas.
Did y'all have cooks and things, or did your mother?
Oh yeah.
Did most of the families here have a cook and a?
Well, my family had them. They had servants.
Mm-hmm. Did most families here still? The many families here still, you know, have cooks and
no, they're very hard to come by. Scarce as hen's teeth.
If you wanted to move bricks or something heavy like that, something you could use to move them in. It's got a wheel at the front and two handles.
Nobody's asked, you said?
If you want to move bricks or something heavy, what you could use to move them with?
Wheelbarrow.
Did you ever hear another name for wheelbarrow?
No.
Georgia buggy? Did you ever hear that? And what everybody drives nowadays, you call them?
Automobile?
Any other name?
Car.
And?
Vehicle?
Which would you probably call?
The car, I think that's the most common usage.
Inside the tire of the car, they used to have an inner
tube.
And someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water. They'd say they were going to
launch it.
What different kinds of boats did people have around here?
We had fishing boats, old wooden fishing boats, and we had aluminum boats.
What shape did the fishing boat have?
The fishing boat was more or less a square shape.
And both ends square?
Mm-hmm. That's the most common kind.
What did you call a boat that was pointed at one end and square at the other?
You call it a piro. A lot of them call it that.
Mm-hmm.
Piro.
They have those around here?
Mostly in South Louisiana. You have some around here. You have, of course, they have canoes too.
Mm-hmm.
But
what shape is a piro?
It's pointed at both ends. It's something like a canoe. Very, very fast and very easy to tip over if you don't watch what you're doing. Very easy to tip over. Very. Those Cajuns down there in those swamps really can maneuver them though. Make good time.
What did you used to burn in lamps?
Coal.
Any other name for that?